Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to Sports Station. 92.3 The Fan is Cleveland Sports.
Hot, hot!
Cleveland Sports is 92.3 The Fan. WKRK-FM in HD1 Cleveland Heights. In Odyssey Sports Station.
92.3 The Fan, 2020 Sports. Now, Shedeur Sanders has made two starts for the Browns and appears one of his favorite targets is fellow rookie tight end Harold Fannin Jr. The pair hooking up for a touchdown during Sunday's loss against the 49ers. Fannin having good chemistry with Sanders so far.
Obviously the practices, but I feel like us just sitting down, talking in the locker room, you know, seeing how he want things and seeing how I see things and, you know, trying to just meet in the middle, really.
Browns off today, back to practice tomorrow in Berea, getting ready for the game this coming Sunday at home against Tennessee. Why Teller's going to miss the contest as he's dealing with a calf injury. Latest college football playoff rankings going to be announced tonight. The last one before the playoff bracket is announced on Sunday. Tonight's rankings are expected to set up a battle between number one Ohio State and number two Indiana for the Big Ten Championship. Following the loss to the Celtics on Sunday, Cavaliers guard Jalen Tyson rather critical of the team last night. Tyson, 27 points, 11 rebounds in the victory against Indiana. Tyson, if there's any blowback from his comments the night before.
That's the word around the whole locker room. Like, everybody, that's not me saying it. Like, that's from the whole locker room, right? We know what it is, and that's what makes us how we can be such a good team. It's because, like, we take that criticism and we move on.
Cavs off tonight, back in action tomorrow night and back home at Rocket Arena when they entertain the Portland Trail Blazers. Status hearing happening in New York today in connection to a federal gambling case involving Guardians pitchers Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz. Both players facing up to 65 years in prison, both accused of rigging pitches in exchange for bribes to help out gamblers. Get all the latest Browns content filtered right to your phone during the regular season by following the Browns playlist and 92.3 The Fan on the Odyssey app. Headline sports news every 20 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan. From the University Hospital Sports Desk, I'm Jeff Thomas.
You can now stream The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima live on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel every weekday from 6 till 10 a.m. Subscribe to the 92.3 The Fan YouTube page now for free.
Bring on those Tennessee Titans, folks. A win has to be on the way, right? I'm Jeff Phelps. Tom Withers is in for Andy Baskin today. She covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. You can follow her on Twitter at Mary Kay Cabot, also now known as X. And she joins us on the Fan Hotline. Good Tuesday to you, Mary Kay.
Same to you guys. How you doing?
Good. Traveling going okay for you today? Or have you not been out yet?
I have not been out yet, but I have been looking out there and contemplating going out.
Stay in.
It's not been, the roads weren't bad, so that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Tom and I are talking about the management in place, front office coaching staff. And Mary Kay, I like Kevin as a coach. I think he's a good coach. People hate when I say that. I'd like to see him back. I can also make the case for why you move on after two really rough seasons. And you could probably do the same for Andrew Berry despite a great draft. Well, what do you think? How does this thing play out, and how critical are the final five?
Well, I think that it's hard for any NFL head coach to win with rookie quarterbacks. Look what's happening in Tennessee right now. They already got a coach fired there. It's very, very difficult. Look what happened in New York, Brian Daboll fired. It's very, very hard to win with rookie quarterbacks. And I think that Kevin has suffered from the quarterback situation this year, which didn't go the way anybody expected it to go. This was supposed to be Kenny Pickett starting the season, then moving into Dylan Gabriel, and maybe then starting Shedeur Sanders for some games at the end of the season. And it didn't go that way at all. And I do think that Kevin deserves another chance to come back and work with a quarterback that can really win a bunch of games for this team, whether it be Shedeur or somebody that they draft or a veteran or whoever. So I do think that that maintaining the status quo would be prudent. But, you know, these things do have a tendency to take on a life of their own. And even though this is rookie ball that we're watching this year, I do think that, you know, sometimes you sit down at the end of the season and you make some decisions and you start talking and one thing leads to another. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I certainly don't think that he should take the fall for rookie ball this year.
I'm with you, MK. Do you think, to me, there were some telltale signs in the offseason, which were, in my mind, you know, D and Jimmy at the owners' meetings and then again at training camp talking about, you know, the Watson trade and having to dig, you know, to climb out of that hole, what have you. I also think, and you just brought it up and we spoke about it earlier, was how this quarterback plan just got off the rails, you know, 4 weeks into the season. And I think we would all agree that Joe Flacco was not playing well and something needed to be done at that position. But do you sense, because of the way that has changed, that this, you know, for the lack of a better term, is kind of a red shirt year for Kevin and for Andrew Berry, that the expectations, maybe while they were not made public, were that this is going to be a developmental year for this team?
Well, I think so. That was the way that it was portrayed to us at the owners' meetings in March when Jimmy talked about what the plans were for Andrew and Kevin. And it really did feel like this was going to be a red shirt year where they could figure out what was happening at quarterback and knowing that they might not have their guy this year and really develop this rookie class, which is the foundation of the Super Bowl window too, that they're developing right now. So that's what this is. And I've said this before on 92, the Fan, that this is Super Bowl window two that is being developed here. And I think it's a pretty good start, really. This rookie class is pretty darn amazing. And they're going to add to the pile a lot next year. Now, sometimes when you do move into a new era like that, sometimes you do decide to have a new voice, a new face of the franchise, a new coach with it. So I don't know what Jimmy's thinking, but I do think that Kevin does deserve an opportunity to see what he can do when he has the quarterback that can win a bunch of games for him.
The fourth down call is still driving me nuts. And it wasn't just that maybe they should have called a timeout because they were all
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
populated. I don't grasp the analytics on that, Mary Kay. You know, the football sense, I mean, to me is your defense is pretty good. You're down by two. Why would you give your opponent a short field like that? Does Kevin jump to that stuff too quickly? Does he not do the same thing consistently? All that said, or was that the thing to do?
Well, I'm anxious to hear what Tommy Reese says about it when we talk to him on Thursday. Unfortunately, we have to wait to talk to the coordinators on Thursday, which is a long, long way after these decisions are made. Now, Kevin originally told us when it comes time to deciding actually who is going to go for it on, or what if they decide to go for it on fourth and one, that would fall on him. But I want to hear what Tommy has to say there. I'm guessing that, you know, perhaps it was Kevin's ultimate decision, and I don't have a huge problem with being aggressive in that moment. If it had worked, we would be praising the call. But I think really what happened there is the fact that they had so many issues on the offensive line. It was a substitution problem more than anything.
Yeah.
And you've got a rookie out there trying to figure out how to manage it. And that's a tall order for a rookie in that situation. But with not knowing who was supposed to be on the field when and not realizing if you've got too many men or too few men on the field, that put Harold Fannin in dire straits there, and somebody should have probably saved him from that.
Despite what I said, Tom has a perfect stat that might make you think you should go for it there. What'd you tell me before?
Yeah, I got a couple. They went into the game. They were 11 of 12 on fourth downs of 4 yards or less.
That's really impressive.
And they went into the game leading the league at 89% with 8 of 9 on fourth and one. So I'm with you, MK. It was a substitution execution problem, but somebody should have saved 44 and gotten a timeout called. Let's shift to Shador for a second. I thought the game plan, particularly in the first half, was very sound on Sunday, MK. I thought that, you know, they were not necessarily saving Shador from himself, but they weren't going to put him in situations where he was going to throw the ball downfield in tough conditions, and kind of, you know, dink their way down and then ran the ball and that perfectly set up the touchdown pass. But as a whole, what did you think of his first start at home and his second start overall?
Well, I think he's showing some things, and I just posted a column about this and where I think this might be going and what the situation is. I think he's showing some signs that perhaps maybe he actually can be a winning quarterback in the NFL. And the things that I see that make me believe this and why I think the Browns probably believe this to a certain extent is the fact that he does sort of have that it factor. He's got a nice strong arm. He's got the ability to evade the rush. He's showing some things. He's got elite accuracy, a really nice touch on the ball. I think what makes this evaluation difficult is that the offense is horrible. And I think it's hard for any quarterback right now. I think even an established veteran might have a tough time stepping in here and trying to function with the way that this offense has gone this season. I think a major reason for that is the fact that Jerry Jeudy, for whatever reason, is not himself this year. And remember, Joe Flacco said, as Jerry goes, so goes this offense. And it just hasn't worked out this season. And I'm sure it has a lot to do with the quarterback upheaval, but we saw the sideline confrontation between Shador and Jerry. So when your number one wide receiver is not able to contribute in a meaningful way, it's going to be tough on any quarterback. But I think he has shown signs, and he deserves a chance to keep going. I like the 1 week at a time thing. I like that because it keeps him hungry. Shador has, right? I mean, he has a way of feeling like he has arrived after he wins a game, whether it be preseason or regular season, and he doesn't need to be feeling like he's arrived yet. He needs to stay hungry and just keep working at this.
So with all that said, where's Dylan Gabriel stand in this?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if at some point they take a look at this and say, maybe we could just use one more game or two more games of Dylan Gabriel for more data, you know, heading into the season. I doubt that's going to happen. I don't think you're going to see Dylan Gabriel on the field this season unless Shador has to come out of the game for one reason or another, gets hurt, can't start a game, whatever. I think that it's going to be Shador the rest of the way because I think they do see something in him and they want to know, do they need to draft a quarterback in April? They have to know that. And my whole column that I just wrote was about the fact that even if he starts the rest of these games, it's still going to be difficult to know the answer to that question, based in part on what's going on around him on this terrible offense this season. So I think Dylan will be back with the team next year. I don't know if he's going to get much of an opportunity the rest of this year.
This offensive line going forward, Mary Kay, none of them are under contract, if I'm not mistaken. Jack Conklin just suffered another concussion. Yeah. You know, Joel Bitonio came back, which we thought would this, you know, this is probably his last year. Wyatt Teller was now in a rotation on Sunday, which I thought was interesting. Now he's dealing with a calf injury. What, MK, where do they go forward with this line? Obviously, you know, you've got a couple of young kids in the building and Whippler's shown a little bit here and there, but the lack of kind of foresight in having some depth there has been a real problem since day one, hasn't it?
It really has. And I really think that has been a major, major problem for the offense this season, not just in the passing game, but in the running game too. It's hurt.
For sure.
So they need an overhaul on their offensive line. And I think that's another one of the reasons why they really want to know, is Shedeur Sanders the answer at quarterback? Because if he is, they've got these two first round picks that they can use on maybe an offensive lineman, a tackle, a wide receiver. So that's why it's so imperative to figure out exactly what they have here, because that line does need an overhaul. And I'll tell you, Joel Bitonio is playing some of the best ball of his career, despite everything going on around him. He's number 12 right now, according to the PFF offensive line rankings. And he's just playing lights out for someone of his age who might not have even been playing this year. And selfishly, we need him in that locker room, right, Tom? I mean, he's just a tremendous,
yeah,
right, leader on and off the field, and I would love to see him come back and play another year. I don't know if that's going to happen, but he's playing really well.
If he comes back to play another year, is it somewhere other than Cleveland?
No, he wouldn't do that.
You don't think so?
No, but I think there's going to be a push here over the last 5 weeks to convince him to come back for another round. Joel, we need you, buddy.
Right. He's tremendous. And I honestly can't even imagine a locker room without Joel Bitonio and what he provides in terms of his leadership and just voice and face of the franchise. So that's my vote
for
him to come back. But, and, right.
Yeah. A little inside information for the folks out there. So, you know, Mary Kay and I have been doing this long enough, and then we've seen the kind of the evolution or de-evolution, if you will, now of the locker room situation and the access. And what we are supposed to be as reporters are the conduits to the fans, and it's getting harder and harder in covering the NFL. And I know, MK, you feel the same way, to make a connection with these players and find out what's going on with the team. It's difficult to do, and they keep you at arm's length. They, you know, you're essentially being stiff-armed from the moment you walk into that locker room, which is why a guy like Joel Bitonio is invaluable, not only for the team and chemistry and what have you, but to create that foundation that between the media and the fans, because that's how they get the information out. That's how they get the information out about what this team is all about.
Absolutely. He's tremendous. And to keep going out there when you know that his body parts are not all working the way that he wants them to, and to just stand there talking to us all the time and to just give everything on the football field, what a gem the Cleveland Browns have in him.
Mary Kay, thank you very much. Always appreciate your time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.